Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station.
The Big 615.
I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
For real, it's actually Amy Lawrence. I know we trick you when I'm on vacation or I'm taking time off. You still hear our typical start to the show. You hear the music. You hear American Woman. You hear the voice God say, here's Amy Lawrence, and then it's not. Unless producer Jay is not telling me the truth, and actually he starts with a completely different song that doesn't say American Woman or Amy Lawrence. This time, no one's duping you. It actually is me. I'm here. It's Amy Lawrence. And I was thinking about returning from what was a brief vacation. It wasn't a full week. I wouldn't say I fully got into that mode where I'm so completely checked out. Though I did take a few days and barely check social media. I didn't watch a whole lot of sports for a few days either, which was blissful. But it wasn't a full week, right? I still worked 2 days last week. But every time I take time off and I get on a schedule where I'm sleeping at night and I'm up early with the pets or whatever plans I happen to have during my time off, when I start to prepare for the show that will reintegrate me into the routine and into the schedule, when I start to catch up, I always briefly wonder if I'll remember how to do radio. Maybe I've forgotten. The longest I've ever been away from a radio show since I started was 2 weeks. I took a trip to Africa with a group, a church group. We did some humanitarian work in Africa. And I was actually away and out of the country and off the computer for the better part of 2 weeks. It was incredible, but it was the strangest thing to go back to work. And this was only 5 days of being away, and it still feels a little bit odd. So if I do something wrong, I have no doubt you all will let me know, or at least some of you will. You're so quick to come to my aid when I've messed up. Thank you for that. And I do have stories from vacation, a few that I think you all will adore. I also have a bunch of pictures to share. So I have already shared a few on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I will get producer Jay to help me share them in 2 posts on Facebook. Glorious green. 2 days of hiking in West Virginia. First time I've ever done these two particular trails. And had great company. Really good food. A lot of time in the car. Do you know in the last 5 days, I drove nearly 1,000 miles? I'm not kidding. In 5 days, Princess Leia had an oil change before I left. So she had an oil change on Friday, not this past week, but the week before. So about 9 days ago. Since her oil change, I've put 1,000 miles in the car. What in the world? But it was a good way to see the country. again, wonderful to be out in nature and to take some incredible pictures. You all know how much I love to take photos of nature, whether it's the trees, whether it's the green. Certainly love, love, love to take photos of clouds. And we were up close and personal with some clouds as part of the hiking adventures that we had. So I've got some stories. The coconut cream pie, got to give you the official review from Bob on his birthday pie. And then some other really cute things that happened too. So I promise to share all of those things, but I also have got to get reintegrated into the sports circus. Done a bunch of prep today. Producer Jay, I only had, are you ready? 36 emails. It actually wasn't terrible. Now, I know you don't bother reading or deleting anything, so your email box has something like 12,000 emails in it. Most of them are unread because Jay just scrolls down. If it's not interesting or doesn't apply to him, he just leaves it there.
Leave it.
You don't do anything with it. You just leave it there.
It doesn't pertain to me.
But why not delete it so your inbox is cleaned up a little bit?
Yeah, I probably should. But we're looking at something like 1,500 emails in there. Maybe
it's more. It's more than that.
More.
Yeah, I've seen it recently. It's more than that. We're talking upwards, if not north of 3,000, then pretty darn close to 3,000.
Yeah.
And most of them are unread. That goes against my anal retentive personality. How do you just leave them there? They just sit there.
Yeah, I read the ones that I know like are useful or I need, and then the ones that I...
Just delete them. Why not just delete them?
That is like mentally I delete them. They're just
mentally
there.
You delete them. Mentally, I'm going to delete you.
We'll see. I get that one.
No, I came back with snacks and gifts for producer Jay to apologize for ditching him for three nights. Although, as I understand it, you all had fun with Rich, the NBA draft, and some other, he always comes up with some other fun show questions for you all. So I hope that you enjoyed it. If you missed the video, I did post a video for you at the start of my vacation. I did. So it's on both Twitter and Facebook. It's up close and personal with Yoda. Yep, that one. Okay, not that one. As well as my really cool avocado earrings, but it was a special message for you in advance of summertime, summertime. So I hope that you will take that video and laugh as much as you need to, because trust me, it was meant for your amusement. And as I say, some pictures, and I'll retweet them a little bit later when I tell the stories, already on Twitter, and we'll put them up on Facebook too. Baseball obviously taking center stage now, even in the wake of the NBA draft, but we had a PGA tournament that finished up this weekend. We also had, when you think about some of the more peripheral sports, right, golf certainly comes to mind. Tennis is one of those as well. And maybe there are large regions or sections of our audience that do not consider the College World Series or college baseball to be niche. I wouldn't say it's niche in terms of its own market. I mean, college baseball is huge for people who are in college or for people who are alumni or attending the universities that are involved. And there's always some really neat storylines coming out of Omaha and the College World Series. And if you haven't seen a bit of the roller coaster ride that's taking place right now as they're in the championship series. So number one, Wake Forest was walked off and lost and fell short of the championship series. It is a pair of SEC teams in Florida and LSU. And even as we get set to talk about Major League Baseball and the Angels putting up 25 runs on the Rockies on Saturday, Florida put up a World Series record 24 runs on LSU to force a deciding winner-take-all game in the College World Series, right? So you have the Gators and you have the Tigers, and they're knotted at one game apiece in this championship series. So they got game three of the finals coming up on Monday night, and the winner is then the national champ. So a lot that we'll get to. Here's what blows me away. I had to check my calendar twice because I just had to be sure I wasn't seeing things. Do you know that Saturday is July 1st, which makes this upcoming weekend essentially a holiday weekend for a lot of people? People who will take, because the 4th is Tuesday. Jay, are you taking off? No, you're just never taking off again. When is your vacation?
July 13th.
Okay, so Jay's taking off a little bit later in the month of July. I'll be gone at the end of July, only for two nights, no biggie. But I kind of mix up my summer vacation time away to keep it fresh. It's almost July. My first beach day is scheduled for Saturday. And what I remember about going to the beach this time last year, or I would say in early July last year, and some of you I know will remember, and I'll definitely talk about it as it gets closer, with my Grammy Helen's death in early July of 22, I took a couple days off. I went to the beach a few times because that's where I find peace and it's where I can breathe, and it always makes me happy to be at the beach, and I felt like it was a good place for me to reset and just deal with all the emotions and grieve my grandmother. And now here it is, almost a year later. And so when I return to the beach on Saturday, July 1st, it will be 51 weeks since we lost Grammy Helen and nearly a year. So for that reason, I know it will be even more poignant to be at the beach this coming weekend. But all of that to say, it's nearly July. And so I know a lot of you will be traveling this upcoming weekend on into next week because you get the one day off at least, which is Tuesday, July 4th. But that's where we are. We're now into the summertime. The subject of the video, go check out the video. I actually didn't bring Yoda, the yodeling pickle, with me to work. I'm not sure where he is. Could I have accidentally ditched him somewhere? I don't know where Yoda is. Yeah, so here's the deal. Last week, before I took vacation, I was cleaning the house furiously because after a few days in West Virginia with Penny and Bob and doing some hiking, we came back to New Jersey on Friday and Bob had a chance to see my house and meet not just, I mean, he'd met Penny, but also meet Sugar. Oh boy, just wait. Jay, you've met Sugar. Is there another cat on the planet like Sugar?
She is unique.
Well, I'll just tell you, this is really funny, and I'll tell you the story later. Bob doesn't like cats because, and I quote, they're aloof. Oh yeah, not Sugar. By the end of 3 days, I'm pretty sure Bob wanted Sugar to be aloof.
She's sitting on his head.
Yep, pretty darn close. Anyway, so that's kind of funny, but anyway, it was a fun weekend, and it was good to be able to be in traffic driving as much as we were. Yes, I'm being a little bit snarky. But coming up, I'm really glad that it's July 4th weekend and I don't have to go anywhere outside of my own state because it is going to be a little bit nutso. Also, crazy thunderstorms coming through large swaths of the country, but specifically where we are, the Northeast, on Sunday afternoon. My dog can no longer hear thunder for the most part because she's primarily deaf, but boy, even she could hear it because it was loud. It was sitting on top of the house. We had red on the radar going right over the house. And sadly, for that reason, Bob's flight got pushed back from 8:30 Sunday evening out of Newark to 11:48 out of Newark to 12:21 out of Newark to 1:00 out of Newark to 2:00 out of Newark. And I just got this text message. I'm not kidding. Delayed until 3 a.m. So I had to drop him at the airport. Am I a terrible girlfriend that I had to leave him there? But I had to come to work. I told him, just stay at the house. Get a flight tomorrow. But he has to go back to work. It's the end of the month, and so it's a busy week for him. 3 a.m. Eastern time. When he gets back to his hometown of Houston, or not his hometown, but he gets back to his home of Houston, it will be roughly 6:00 in the morning, Houston time. Do you know what time he has to get up for work? Ha ha. It's not funny. I'm not laughing because it's funny. 6:30 a.m. is when he gets up from work. He may not even be back to his house by 6:30 a.m. and will literally have to go straight to work.
Can you imagine anything worse than after a long night of delays and a flight and travel than having to go directly from the airport
to work? I've done that before. It's not fun. Yeah. I've done it one time. I was coming back from a work trip, and my flight was delayed on a Sunday night. Just kept getting delayed. Then I get out to my car in the parking lot, and I realize I've locked my keys it. Oh, wait, did I forget them somewhere? Maybe I forgot them at my brother's. I don't know. I didn't have my keys. There was a spare set in the glove box, so they must not have been locked in the car. So I had to wait for a what is that called? AAA. AAA to come let me into my car. Then I had to drive from the airport into work. My producer is freaking out. Do you know what time I got here? 3 minutes before the show started.
Oh my gosh.
3 minutes. So, yes, I have done the whole leave the airport and go straight to work thing, but it is not advisable. And he will be up all night. All night. He did get a bit of a nap. I was able to nap this afternoon, and so was he. I think he was sleeping on the couch. I don't think he slept as long as I did, but he was able to nap a little. But that's torture, especially for a guy who's not used to it. Like, you and I are, right. I wouldn't say we love it, but we're used to working overnight.
Being up all night.
That's
yeah.
not his body clock at all.
I mean, man. It's just so annoying.
He should have just come to work with me.
Honestly. Yeah. But to be in that airport when he's supposed to be, and then to be, to push the delay like four separate times, like just
after
say
he was in the
yet.
Airport, yeah.
Just say it's delayed.
How about
we'll
just
know.
Say it's canceled like, until tomorrow morning just, so people can go get sleep?
Just a slap in the face
it
to
is.
Say it's extended every hour when you know after the third delay it's not going to be another hour.
Exactly. And apparently they were short one crew member, so that's the problem, is there were a bunch of storms in the area, so all kinds of flights are delayed coming in, getting out. They have a log jam. You should have seen the airport. 11 o'clock at night, Newark looks like a parking lot. Like, it's a sea of red taillights. It took me forever to get out of there. Forever to drop them off and forever to get out of there. But then here's the crappy part. The crew member shows up, right, over an hour ago, and they're still not taking off until 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Flying stinks.
Because now the other crew members have been worked for too long, and they have to get new.
Probably have to get a break, right? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. So I actually feel terrible for him, and I should have just told him, wait till tomorrow, but I think he had to get back for work.
You did your part. You got him there when
you,
he
Jay.
Had to be there. I mean, what else are you
going
to do?
Thank you, Jay. You're right. I just feel terrible because poor guy's just, it's the worst feeling. But as you pointed out earlier, the only thing worse is when you're stuck on the plane and you can't get out. And you use the term slap in the face. You want to know where the slap in the face is from United. And it's not United's fault. It's Newark. This is the airport right now. There have been a ton of delays. Newark is the primary reason the weather. Obviously, United didn't have a crew member available, but the crew member's there. So I bet you're probably right. The other crew members now need a break. Mm-hmm. Anyway, slap in the face. United sends them a text for a food voucher. Are you ready? $15. $15.
Wow, generous.
First of all, you can't even buy a drink in an airport for $15. But either way, his flight, by the time it takes off, if it takes off at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, will have already been delayed 8 hours, and you send him a $15 food
There's
voucher.
There's got to be more they could do.
Could you imagine the people that got there in time for what would have been an 8:30 flight and have been sitting there all day?
Or the people who get to the airport 3 hours,
and
four
actually,
hours early?
I feel like I should get brownie points because he said to me, because it changed the routine a little bit, right? And I have to come into work, and so I was a little bit nervous about how we're going to juggle all that. He says to me, just drop me off at the regular time. So I was... We were originally planning for him to be dropped off around 7 o'clock in the evening. Could you imagine if I had dropped him off at 7 and he's still sitting in the airport 8 hours later?
What do you do?
But I didn't, though. I didn't. So do I get some brownie points for not dropping him off when he told me to?
You do. You made
the
better plan.
Heck no. You're not sitting in the airport all night. I mean, you are. But
it wasn't supposed to be. Like I said, it's not your fault. You got him there when you were supposed to get him there.
I did.
Did your part. What else can you do?
But I feel terrible. I do feel terrible. He's going to be exhausted. He's a lightweight, you know, when it comes to the overnights. He's a lightweight.
I mean, just pick him up in the morning if he's still there at when the show ends, I guess.
Leave here. Go back to the airport. Pick him up and just take him back home.
Just take him home. That you could do for him.
Poor guy. Do you think he's listening to the show?
What else is he doing?
Probably be more. Stop it. Maybe he's reading a book.
Maybe.
Maybe he's enlightening himself.
He's going to fall asleep at the airport and miss the plane.
Jay. He brought you candy. Why are you being mean?
I didn't mean to be mean. I love Bob. Thank you for the candy.
Yeah, Bob brought some great gifts, but also Bob loved his gifts. So we'll do stories later. Coming up, the Dodgers and the Astros wrapping up a weekend series with a milestone for Freddie Freeman in a Dodgers uniform. Also, the Yankees get some bad news and try to figure out how to move forward without their MVP. The Mets find a new way to implode. Why does that always happen? And the Cubs and the Cardinals do battle across the pond. You knew it. You knew I wasn't going to miss the opportunity to stay across the pond. Hey, guess what, Jay? Before we take our break, remember our conversation about the Waze app and the celebrities or sports figures that you would most like to give you directions on Waze? Guess what? We had Roger Federer giving us directions on Waze this week.
Did you really?
It was freaking amazing.
Hazard reported ahead.
It was fed. And he was telling us in a quarter mile, turn left. In a half mile, turn right. So he recorded a lot more than what I would have thought. He actually gives you some tips before you start a road trip, depending upon the length of the road trip, about stretching, about mental focus. No, it's amazing.
Sounds so pleasant.
Roger felt so good. He's so calming. Roger Federer directed me and Bob on Waze all weekend. It was awesome. It was so cool.
Enjoy your next journey by my side.
We did. We love you, Fed. Thank you so much for keeping us sane and calm and also giving us directions. It was awesome. I just want you to know I tried it firsthand. I now know Roger Federer is the coolest cat, doesn't get stressed in traffic. I now know that.
I need to try giving it a drive with Roger.
You do. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. I promise some pictures soon on our Facebook page as we get warmed up. Me, 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 me. Me. Okay, maybe not that register. Not that octave. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
RBIs for Goldschmidt at the plate, and he hits that ball sharply to right field for a base hit. Charging hard is Suzuki. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he's saved. Tommy Edman slides in, and the Cardinals have the lead 5-4.
He's ready. So is Suzuki. The pitch. A swing and a miss for a Redbird winner. The Cardinals split the London series, falling yesterday but winning today by a final of 7-5. And the Cardinals rush out on the field from the dugout to shake hands with those players coming off the artificial turf here at London Stadium.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I wish I could take a poll of London sports fans and find out which sport they liked the best. Jay's really proud of his music selection. Do you think they prefer the NFL or Major League Baseball? Or maybe the NBA? What do you think? Hockey?
Has the NBA gone there?
It's been international. Yeah. I don't know if it's been in London.
I feel like they like football. I feel like they get up for the Jaguars, and they've been going there for, what, 5-6 years in a row now?
Yeah, the Jaguars.
Right?
That's the best part. They consider themselves to be longtime Jaguars fans. Oh, I think it's been longer than that. I could be wrong, but I feel as though it's been nearly a decade now that the NFL has been going to London.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe I'm misremembering it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, by the way, yes, Bob is listening. I got the text. So we heard Jay make fun of him, and then he's going to turn around and eat the candy that Bob gave him. That's great. Way to go. Way to be two-faced.
I've already been eating it, so.
Oh, okay. The St. Louis Cardinals seem to give up a lot of runs early. That would be a direct correlation to their starting pitching and what a mess it's been this year. However, in the NL Central, we've seen some crazy things happen already this series, and they were able to rally against the Chicago Cubs on Sunday across the pond. The Cardinals radio network there with the calls, I can imagine it was thrilling, not just for the Cardinals and Cubs broadcast teams and for the teams themselves, for the managers, a lot of fans making the trip too, which is really neat. So, they don't get consistency, nor do they have a ton of confidence right now with the starting rotation. However, the bullpen gives up just one run over 6 2/3 innings. So the bullpen is able to hold the line after the Cards score in four straight innings there in the early part of the season. And if this is how they got to do it for Oliver Marmol, then this is how they got to do it.
It's tough, but credit to the guys for not giving in at any point in that game. We've been down four runs, what seems like a decent amount early over the course of the season. And those guys, they continue to fight back. So today was another one of those.
Their bullpen guys executed pitches. We hit some balls hard, I think, a little bit later. And, you know, being able to, you know, balls were right at them. You know, I thought Belly took some good swings. Talkman there late in the eighth. You know, we had some traffic there. Just couldn't really think, get anything going offensively.
David Ross, after Oliver Marmol, or Ollie, I guess as most people call him. That's a good name for a dog, by the way, Ollie. Wouldn't that be a fun name for a lab, just a goofy yellow lab, Ollie?
Yeah, that's like a classic.
Now, I know
dog
we
name.
Wanted it is. We want, oh, well, if it's popular, though, I don't want to do it. We're still set on Ovi, right?
Yeah, I'm still good with Ovi.
You're still good with Ovi, yeah. Even though it would be my dog to take care of because you've already indicated you don't want the responsibility of a dog?
Yeah, I'll help name it, but that's about as far as I'll go. I'll walk it like once in a while if you want me to.
Do you see the look on my face? You inspire zero faith when it comes to commitment. You know that, right? Do you get that a lot?
Yeah. Ovi, though, yes.
Don't worry, Jay. I believe in you. Someday you're going to grow up. Someday.
Someday. We'll get there.
Someday. Yeah, someday I will too. So, Cardinals, Cubs, across the pond, London, one of the best rivalries in Major League Baseball, except poor Marcus Stroman. This always bothers me, and I get it. It's a real thing. I know blisters, they actually hurt, but it bothers me sometimes when pitchers have to leave game because of blisters, and that's what happened with Marcus Stroman.
He never wants to come out. He was dealing with it. He was pushing through it for a little while and just got to be pretty hot. You could see him out there shaking his hand. Just didn't make a lot of sense. Didn't want the thing to open up. He's a competitor. None of those guys want to come out when things start to go a little awry and wants to push through it and just,
that's a good word,
you know, look like the sinker couldn't quite get on top of that thing and get some real sink to it.
I do like the use of the word awry. It was going awry. Yes, it was. And again, blisters, very painful. Anybody who's ever run with a blister or tried to work with a blister or in Marcus Case tried to pitch with a blister. I get it. It's real and it's spectacular and all that jazz, but it's a blister.
Soft.
I did not say that. I did not say that. All right, coming up, we'll get to the Dodgers milestone with Freddie Freeman, but Astros get the last laugh in extras. And when was the last time you saw a walk-off balk? Kind of a quirky way on Saturday night. Plus the Angels, this blows me away. Jay, if I said to you, the Angels are going to score 25 runs on any given night, would you have expected that Ohtani would be a huge part of it? What would you say? If I tell you the Angels scored 25 runs, what would you think Ohtani would be on the hook for or would have provided?
Minimum 3 for 6, uh-huh. 2 home runs and a double, 4 RBIs.
Exactly. If not, like 3 home runs. 1 for 7.
Yeah.
With an RBI, but no home runs. It was the other Angels doing the damage. And I say all that to point out that maybe the Angels actually are more than Ohtani and Trout and do have some staying power. So we'll look at the AL West straight ahead. Also, the Mets, they write the book. They just rewrite the book. New ways to lose. Mets, Jets seem to have the same MO. Chargers, you could probably put in that category. Actually, that'd be a fun question. The teams in sports that seem to create new ways to lose, as in facepalm. I cannot believe what I just saw. Who are the teams in sports that have the worst reputations or the worst track records when it comes up with being fumblers and bumblers and stumblers and, are you ready? Crumblers. Jay, go ahead. Tell me that was brilliant. Go ahead.
Good.
It was good.
Credit words too.
All right, good to be back. As I say, pictures to come on Facebook, stories to come about food, about hiking, about pets, about Bob, because you all want to know. Trust me, I saw all the posts on our social media about Bob. You're not getting a picture of Bob, okay? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I do not need to share everything with you on social media, and you're not getting a picture of Bob.
But you put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
Thank you, Coach. But you know what's really funny, Jay? And friends? A couple weeks ago, Bob asked me if I'd be putting photos of us on social media.
Did he want that? Or?
I don't believe so. He's not active on social. I think as it turns out, he stalks me on social, or he did, because he was showing me the photos he has of me on his phone, and a few of them I definitely did not send him. They're ones from social media. So he's been collecting photos, which is nice. I don't mind. Just it indicates, of course, that he's seen my social media. And so the answer was a definitive no. I'm not putting photos of us on social media. It's just not necessary. Also, people are creepy out there. Some people. That's not all people, but some people. And I don't need people to be ogling all parts of my life.
Creeping around.
You creepers. Plus, with AI and facial recognition and all that crazy stuff now, who knows that there might be a deep fake of Bob out there somewhere.
Oh, my.
I know. See?
This is all stuff that could happen.
This is all AI stuff that you've got to be aware of now. So no more photos of, well, every now and then Mom, because people love Mom. She's a celeb, of course. Also, Mom had foot surgery on Thursday. She's doing much better. I have all kinds of stories to tell you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Two and one to Freeman. Fly ball, right center, racing on back. Tucker, he can't get it. It rolls to the wall, arriving at second base. Freddie Freeman, career hit 2,000. And altogether fitting and proper, it is with a double. Two doubles today. He leads the league in two base hits with now 27 and a standing ovation for Freddie Freeman. Hit number 2,000. He tips his cap to the fans, receiving a standing ovation. Freddie Freeman.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's Charlie Steiner on Dodgers Radio. And yes, an RBI double in the eighth inning as Freddie Freeman becomes the sixth active major leaguer to cross the 2,000 hit threshold. And remember, he's not been with the Dodgers for very long, but for family reasons and some other reasons, he chose LA to be his next home, but it was his home, and so it was going home, if that makes sense. I'm happy for Freeman. The fans obviously adore him. He has fit in well with the Dodgers, and boy, do they need every bit of the doubles that he has for them or has on his bat right now because of all the injuries that they are facing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of facing, the Astros were on the verge of getting swept by their old rival, the Dodgers.
The 1-0. And Bregman pulls it in the left field. That's a base hit. Racing to third and around third now. Coming home is Dubon. The throw home is cut off. Dubon scores on Bregman's single. And the Astros lead it 6-5. Here's the 0-1. Tapper, weakly hit left side, coming on Bregman. He fields, throws on the move to first in time, and that is the ball game. The Astros escape LA with a victory and win an extras for the first time this year.
Just trying to get a good pitch to hit. Got one over the middle of the plate and was fortunate enough to barrel it up, and Dubon came flying around third and scored, so I was super happy about that. I thought today we kept battling, we kept fighting. We played well enough to win today, and we continue to build off that here moving forward.
Robert Ford with the call on Astros Radio as Houston is able to salvage a win in LA in extras. And Alex Bregman, old friend Alex Bregman, with the game-winning RBI. As for the Dodgers, this ended their four-game win streak, but maybe, just maybe, things are looking up.
Just continue to show the fight, and we had our chances, you know, in the extra frames, and just unfortunately, those guys, were better in the extra frames.
So Dave Roberts using every last bit of his wisdom and experience right now to lead the Dodgers through what is a tough stretch. Again, a lot of injuries, and we'll talk about it with our friend Michael Duarte, who is, of course, covering this series and is hot to trot with the Dodgers for NBC LA, feeling a bit under the weather, but has decided that he will tough it out and take one for the team. So we appreciate him. That's top of the hour from Los Angeles. As for Freddie Freeman, 2,000 hits, quite a plateau. A lot of guys will tell you they feel the pressure when they come up against these moments, whether it's career home runs or hits or RBI. So what about you, Freddie?
I wasn't really thinking about it because, you know, I'm hoping to get more than 2,000 in my career, so it's not really something I was really thinking about. So if this was 3,000, I would tell you yes. So hopefully we're doing this again in 6-7 years.
And he smiles, and he generally does seem to really love the process and the game of baseball, not to mention future Hall of Famer, I believe, World Series winner already, and a guy that has had the opportunity to play at home in front of his family, and a lot of them were there for this milestone. Again, we'll ask Michael Duarte what Freddie has meant to the Dodgers since he joined them, but you can hear it in his own words what the Dodgers mean to him as they do a champagne toast for number 2,000 in the locker room.
You know, guys, these last 2 years for me have been pretty special to be able to come back Southern California from where I grew up and play in front of my family every single night, and for you guys to become family for me. This is what it's all about. You guys know I like the grind. I like to play every day, the consistency, coming to work every single day. And I think that's what 2,000 hits means to me, is just being able to go out there every day and grind and compete every single day. So hopefully we can get a lot more hits together. But thank you guys. It's a treat to be able to compete with you guys every single day. And we get to go on a happy flight tomorrow.
Cheers, Freddie.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
That's neat. Longevity and grind, as he points out, and the ability to succeed and to morph and change and adjust and adapt even as the game changes around him. And that is a major secret, quote unquote. That's a major key for athletes as they get older, is you have to figure out how to adapt to an ever-changing game where there is always an infusion of youth, guys who are bigger, faster, stronger. How do you stay relevant? How do you continue to improve your craft and make sure that you have an advantage and an edge? A lot of times experience does that because there's no shortcut to it. And Freddie, so talented and loves the process. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. All right, we'll get to the Angels and their offensive explosion without Shohei Ohtani coming up next hour, but I promised you the fumbling, bumbling, stumbling, crumbling New York Mets, courtesy this weekend of the Phillies.
The pitch. Swing and a ground ball left side. Beatty's got it. Double pumps. The throw is wide at second. They don't get it out. Brett Beatty with a bad throw to second. McNeil couldn't handle it. A run is home. Everybody's safe. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Marsh. The right-hander kicks the pitch. And it's high ball 4. Brandon Marsh walks to drive in a run. Brigham kicks and deals, and the pitch way inside. It did hit him. It hit him, and the game is tied. And we do have ice for that.
Yeah, we do.
6-6 as Kyle Schwarber hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. 2-2 to Turner. Now the pitch. Breaking ball inside. He hit him. He hit him on 3-2, and that brings the go-ahead run home. Unbelievable implosion by the Mets bullpen.
Keep some momentum going. You know, I feel like in the last series we hit a little bit of a wall, obviously, and then, you know, this series, this was a big game. Just to win the series is huge. So kind of keep that momentum going from the last 2 weeks and keeping those wins. These guys and this fan base saw this last year, is just keep grinding, keep playing, and you know, good things happen. We kind of have that same mentality this year. Is you don't know what it's going to look like or who's going to get the job done, but you know, we don't give up. We're just going to keep playing and keep giving it our all, and you know, things like that can happen.
Trey Turner right in the middle of this wild affair that turned into a four-run, eighth-inning rally for the Phillies. You hear it there with Scott Fransky and Howie Rose on Phillies and Mets radio networks. And we'll kind of break it down for you. But for now, the Phillies, who are the reigning NL pennant winners, went to the World Series last year. They are above 500, though they're still in third place, looking up at the Miami Marlins and then even further up at the Atlanta Braves. So, yeah, they're not in any different position than they were a year ago. Remember, they fired their manager in May. That was, I think it was May or June, Joe Girardi, and they hire Rob Hunter, and they end up then with this incredible surge, but mostly had to play their way into the postseason and then again had to play their way through October to be able to get to the World Series, and then they add Trey Turner, right? And so for the Phillies, it's not like this is all that different. It's just not. It's for the guys who were there last year, it's definitely a place where they can thrive. Okay, so that's the Phillies part of things. Rob Thompson, by the way. I'm not sure why I said Rob Hunter. Rob Thompson as the manager of the Phillies. For the Mets, though, they had 101 wins last year. They add a bunch of payroll. They add a bunch of people. And instead, they're going the wrong way in the division. They're fourth place. And this really was, it was indicative of their entire season to this point. They just cannot get on the same page. And it's embarrassing too, right? Buck Showalter, I don't know if he's on the hot seat. He was given so much credit last year, but he's the guy who's watching this implosion and watching this team sink further down.
Could have been, should have been, but we have to move on to Milwaukee. And just like they put the first loss here behind them and got after the second game, they went behind yesterday on a sticky hot day and competed and almost won today. So people wonder how they can ever, you have to, you do it. And that's part of the job description.
I mean, that's putting a spin on it. They almost won today. Okay. Are you ready? Producer Jay, just plug your ears, go. Plug your ears, stick your tongue out and go, la, 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 la. Are you ready? Okay. I'm sorry. I have to do this as my job.
I don't know if this team can even hurt me anymore.
Okay. Just by virtue of you saying that means they definitely can. The Phillies in the eighth inning walked three times, were hit twice, reached on an error, and had just one hit. One hit, even though they sent 10 batters to the plate and scored four runs. They had one hit. 10 batters, one freaking hit. I didn't even know that was possible. Three walks, two hit by pitches, an error, four runs, and a win over New York on Sunday. I'm sorry. It was gross. Jeff Brigham ultimately gets the loss and the blown save. Five runs by the bullpen in that stretch where they just completely lost their marbles. So what we're asking you is, who are the teams in sports that have the reputations that precede them? The teams that create new ways to lose. They fumble, they bumble, they stumble. Ultimately, they crumble before our eyes and crush us, our spirits, every time. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.